Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Staying Relevant, the podcast hosted by two best friends, Peter James Wicks and Sam Thompson. It's the bonus episode, baby, come on!
Which means this is Thursday, so you can watch this on Sunday. Monday's episode, which is the main episode, you can watch on YouTube tomorrow, which is Friday, which means that you can catch us on a Monday, Thursday, Friday and Sunday. Anyone else?
Monday, Thursday, Friday, Sunday.
And I really enjoy it when people do that because it annoys some of you, but some of you like it. I quite like that. Make sure you rate, review, do all that sort of stuff. Follow us on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C. You get it by now, and if you don't, well.
Well, no, keep following. We're going up in followers on the gram, which is great.
What I'm going to do, I'm still not drinking, but I am going to swear. So if you don't like that, go f*** yourself. This is the listener part of the podcast, the bonus episode, which means we hear from you. It's all about you guys. So if you have got a good story or if you've got an interesting thing to tell us, then make sure you write in. Remember, make it interesting and send them to stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. Sam, take us away.
So we have our first listener letter. It's from Flo. And we love Flo. Hello, Flo.
Okay.
Subject. I love the way they send an email with a subject on it. How professional. My boyfriend is jealous of my dishy cloth. Oh my God! You bought a dishy cloth! Hi, Sam and Pete. My boyfriend and I love your podcast. He bought me tickets to your live show for Christmas and we got to see you in London. Made better by the fact I got to purchase and bring home a Pete Wicks dishy cloth. I should have seen the signs of what was to come when we were at the show. My boyfriend did not pay for the dishy cloth and wasn't thrilled with me buying it. Anyway, I have hung up the dishy cloth in the kitchen from a cupboard door on the wall next to the sink. So I have a lovely view when I'm washing up. On Sunday morning, my boyfriend got up with our children whilst I had a shower. When I came downstairs, I saw a scene that I can only describe as sabotage. My dishy cloth was hanging half off the cupboard, looking as though someone had attempted to tear it down. This cupboard houses the boiler, and when I questioned my boyfriend, he said the boiler was making funny noises, so he checked it, and when he did, the dishy cloth fell down and he couldn't put it back up. As I rehung the dishy cloth, I noticed something else, a small stain along the edge of the dish cloth. Again, I questioned my boyfriend for him to tell me it had actually accidentally fallen into a sink of dirty water. It now has a horrible brown stain all along the edge of my beautiful dishy cloth. I am certain this was an act of sabotage and my boyfriend wanted to ruin my beautiful Pete Wicks dishy cloth. It's clear to me that my boyfriend is jealous of my dishy cloth. I'm not sure how we move forward from here. Please help. I love you both. Flo. Fuck, my throat hurts after the amount of dishy cloth.
Firstly, Flo, I've never heard dishy cloth be used so much in such a short amount of time, and I really enjoyed it. Just say it again for me.
Dishy cloth.
Dishy cloth. Yeah, the dishy cloths are the number one seller on the tour.
Don't put your hands up like that. You know why they are. I knew they would be.
Mate,
it's the calendar years. It's Pete's golden age.
But listen, when we were doing the merch, and I literally said, listen, it's a load of crap, so let's just fucking do whatever. When someone said do tea towels, I thought, who the fuck buys a tea towel? Evidently, a lot of you buy tea towels because they are the highest selling thing is the tea towels. The Sam and
I knew it would.
The Sam and Pete dishy cloths.
No, not the Sam and Pete dishy cloths. The Pete dishy cloths. The ratio of buys, we actually got the scores not that long ago. are about 90-10 in Pete's. I'm surprised someone's even bought one of mine. Pete's got his top off, tats are out, he looks jacked, he looks amazing. It's from the golden eras and they fucking love it.
It is from the golden era. I don't think anyone would buy one now.
Got a bit of Derby.
I have seen a lot of people have taken me in their dishy cloths hanging up all over the place. My manager even bought one. I mean, the Sam dishy cloth has been selling a little bit.
but I feel like I'm not pulling my weight when it comes to merch. I haven't done much.
But yeah, no, listen, I love that.
Do you think he's actually sabotaging it, or could it have just fallen in a sink?
No, to be honest with you, I mean, how would you feel if you went home and there was a half-naked man just attached to your boiler? Sounds like the start of a porn.
I was going to say, yeah, well...
Come to fix the boiler.
Yeah, do you know what? Actually, to be fair, I'm trying to think what I would do with Zara. So if Zara, like... had a crush. I don't even know who Zara's celeb crush is. I should ask her who her celeb crush is, and then I should pretend I'm really annoyed.
Well, you're a bad person to ask, because Sam and I have got a job in Ibiza soon, and I'm staying for the next couple of days because I want a couple of days off, and Sam was originally supposed to do it, and he can't. He's got to go back for a job, but he'd invited Zara out, so he told me yesterday, Zara can just stay with you for 2 days. No, she cannot.
Why
no,
not?
But it's just weird. Why would me and Zara just...
You hang out all the time.
Yeah, but it's just odd. Like, can you imagine? I had to deny fucking your girlfriend when you're in the jungle, let alone if we go Ibiza together. And also, I've seen...
Show her a good time.
I've seen what you two do on your holidays, and all that will be is me and Zara doing TikToks on the fucking beach.
Yeah, a couple of Birkenstock wearing legends.
Absolutely fucking not. I appreciate everyone that's bought a dishy cloth, and I salute you, Flo. I'm not sure how to move forward from here. Please help. Sam, how should she move forward?
I think what she does is she buys a Sam Thompson one to balance the scales. So, because let's be honest, you're not buying me for eye candy. So why don't you put me on one side, put Pete on the other side, right? And then you can be like, no, I got both of them because I just love staying relevant so much.
Also, for people that haven't, because we've spoken about the tour a lot for obvious reasons because we've been on tour, but there is an awful lot of you who... I haven't been able to get tickets, and we apologise for that, especially as the majority of you are sort of day one podcast listeners, not just the Jungle Massive, which is the majority of people that I think got the tickets for the tour. However, how would you feel? Oh God, why do I notice when I say however now? How would you feel about if we sold merch all year round? Because there's potentially, rather than just being people on the tour, us, we might sell merch all year round. So let us know if you'd be interested in your own dishy cloth. You don't have to arrive.
Or a mug.
Yes, there's mugs, there's T-shirts, there's all sorts of things. We may even add some other bits. You know, we've spoken before about a calendar. We've spoken about all sorts of stuff. If you'd like us to do merch for everyone, let us know.
Pete calls it tat.
Yeah, if you want some Pete Wicks tat and some Sam Thompson tat, some Staying Relevant tat, let us know what sort of tat you want,
yeah,
and we will tat you up.
We'll surprise you.
Yeah, exactly, with tiss and tat.
We'll come to your door.
We don't deliver.
We'll deliver!
We're not delivering.
You're great vid.
Oh, fuck me. But yeah, Flo, so what you think she should do is just buy a Sam Thompson one.
Buy a Sam Thompson one, because you can balance the scales a little bit there, and let's be honest, he won't be jealous of me.
I have seen some people that have tagged us in merch. Someone, you said it earlier on, someone spent £80 on merch at the tour,
which is
wild. The tickets are only 30. But I actually saw someone who spent £116. Did you see it as
well?
What
did they buy?
I don't know what you bought, but we don't do refunds. So you're stuck with that. I presume it was a drunk purchase of £116.
Do you know when you wake up and you're like, you're off a massive night out and you're like, God, what did I do last night?
Oh, God.
Waking up going, fuck, I bought £110 worth of Staying Relevant merch.
Yeah, a lot of people have been using the tote bags have gone down well.
You've got tote bags?
We've got Staying Relevant tote bags, which have gone down well.
Nice.
I've also seen a lot of people forcing members of their family to wear the T-shirts they bought. You know, I went to see the tour last night. I popped in to see my nan and there's some old dear wearing a Staying Relevant T-shirt. But we appreciate it. The more of you that we see in the merch, the better. I'd actually like, Flo, to see a picture of it hanging on your boiler. And I'd also like to see a picture of the stain.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We do have another story.
We do.
And this is actually dug out of the archives. Now you go and take it away, Pete.
I actually think you should read this.
So this next letter is probably one of the best things we've ever received on this podcast.
I'm literally just going to strap him for a good time here.
Pete's just crossed his legs.
And you'll find out why in a minute.
If you listen and have listened to the podcast, not even that long ago, we had a bonus episode where we spoke about a masseuse who had
inadvertently pulled a tampon from her client,
thinking it was a little bit of cotton hanging off from one of the towels at their fancy hotel.
Bear that in mind.
We have just received this, and I swear to you on my life that this is legit. We haven't just made this up. On my life, Pete, on your life?
So actually, what's happened was when the original story came in about the tampon, which I'm sure you'll remember because we discussed it.
In depth.
And we obviously know lots about women's health. This email was actually sent pre that one.
We just missed it. There's so many things to dissect with that. Like, how lucky are we that two people random have just fucking written this in? Okay, anyway, sorry. This is from, I'm not going to name her. Hi, Sam and Pete. I love your podcast so much, and this has been on my mind since it happened, so who better to share it with than you two? So the other week, I decided to treat myself to a spa day at a fancy 5-star spa and got a full body massage. For this, you have to be naked, of course, and with just a towel covering areas. However, as the lady moved lower down to my legs, I felt the weirdest feeling, just for a split second, and didn't know what it was until I realised she had just taken out my tampon with her own hand. I had no idea why or what to do in shock, so the treatment carried on in complete silence and neither person addressing it. Is this a normal occurrence in massages? Please help. I am so embarrassed and I am so fucking happy that we have found this. And just like Pete said, to reiterate, this was actually sent in before the massage story.
How amazing that the tampon incident in that. I mean, really, you sat in silence. You could have spoken about the podcast because you're both obviously listeners.
That's wild.
Wild that the masseuse and the, what do you call the person get?
The massage, connoisseur.
Massagee?
Yeah.
And the massager.
Person receiving massage.
Massager?
Yeah.
Massager.
Person on the receiving end of a massage, basically, in the entire world. You two both listen, staying relevant, have both decided to message in.
As if it wasn't good enough the first time, we can now hear from both sides. And it sounds just as awkward.
My favourite thing about all of that is the fact that she is aware that it happened. Because
of course.
My point being, you
still don't get. Like,
what I find crazy is that the masseuse was like, I don't know whether like she knew or not. And now we know that she was sat there in fucking silence being like, well, this is the weirdest thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
But my favourite part of this is if you kind of imagine it and it, like, you know, you imagine being a fly on the wall, is just that I just wonder if, you know, sometimes there's a giveaway, they obviously didn't speak about it, but if there's a and like a weird little noise.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And then they were both just lying there thinking, do I say something? What do I do?
And
they both must
now.
Have been thinking, I'll tell you who will know what I should have done, Sam and Pete. That's the weirdest part of this. But I mean, you haven't really given us context on how you felt.
Yeah, I need more. I need more than that.
I genuinely do need more.
Because the masseuse said that she left the room afterwards and was in bits. Like, just so you listen to this podcast, obviously, we want to let you know the masseuse is beside herself.
Because it doesn't help me. Because I thought, initially, if you pull a tampon out of someone's vagina...
What does it feel like?
...by accident, then I imagine that that is something that I couldn't believe that she hadn't said nothing. But I couldn't believe that you hadn't said nothing. You haven't addressed why you said nothing. I want to know why no one said anything, because that is the weirdest bit for me, is that no one mentioned it.
Right, you know what, Pete? I'm going to put my hand up here and say I wouldn't, because I am too polite.
So if I pulled your tampon out by accident, you
I would literally...
Me.
Well, no, I would if it's you. If it was a random, I would let them get away with murder. because I hate confrontation.
But it's imagine. Not, no, but you don't, you wouldn't go, what the fuck are you doing?
No, but you'd know, like, you wouldn't, like, be like,
that's my tampon, give it back.
No, but imagine sitting there and lying there and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I think that was my tampon you just pulled out. Like, I don't know how
that less awkward than going,
this is normal. But then I don't know how else you get through that.
I think you just laugh at it, don't you? You laugh at it and then...
Are you bleeding afterwards?
Well, I mean, I don't know. It depends.
I also want to know, and I want you to write back in. When she whipped it out, it would have been even better if... Because if I'm the masseuse, I'm sitting there going, well, I've got to make this seem like it happens every time. Like, no, we just can't have a tampon in there. So you whip it out, just straight in the bin. Just... gone. But, like, do you know what I mean? I feel like you, the only way of getting through that is acting like you're professionally knowledgeable about that. So, yeah, this is what I should have done.
I mean, put it back. Obviously, when we've had massages before, we can't answer whether or not that's normal or not. But judging by the face of the three ladies in the room, it's not normal. Okay, all right. So we've got some sort of noise, no noise. What the fuck are you doing? Okay, cool. All
Charlotte, right. Me and you always... I know the feeling. Because yeah. you don't want to rock the boat.
Yeah, no, it's...
I pay for a massage, anything, and I'm going to have it.
When I think of Team Wholesome, I think they wouldn't mention if their tampon was pulled out. Yeah. That's the first thing.
Right. More than actually the story, because I'm going to be honest, you haven't actually described that story nearly as well as the masseuse.
But it is a great story. We can CC you both in on an email.
We should invite him to the tour.
We'll put the subject tampon discuss. Or if you both want to write in with what you would say to the other person now... That would be great. We could read out your responses.
Oh, that's so funny.
Because I feel like it needs to be addressed, because there was a sort of a weird tampon pulling incident that I just don't think we can leave it there.
We've heard from both sides now.
We have heard from both sides, and we can't make our mind out on what should have happened.
That has been one of the best bonus episodes that I've ever seen and heard of.
Thank you for listening to Staying Relevant with myself and Samuel Thompson. Make sure you watch this episode, because you're going to want to see it on Sunday when it comes out on YouTube. We will be back next week with more listener stories and all sorts of shit. Sam, where do they follow us? Because I'm just sorry. Oh, I'm just
follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Snappy C and The Tube. Not on the actual Tube, on YouTube. And we're at Staying Relevant Podcast, I'm sure you're aware by now. And please just comment and like and subscribe and do all that shit, because I read every single one.
And if you have any more stories or things you want to say to us, they don't have to be tampon related. No. I know we've been sort of tampon heavy.
But I do love people. Do you know what? I really enjoy the fact that people turn to us for like their
I don't think they genuinely turn to us for advice.
Hygiene.
I think they turn to us for a funny story more than... I don't think they turn to us for hygiene, certainly.
People turn to us for like, what should I do when it comes to PSHE? Which was a class we took in school.
What's PSHE?
Something about sexual health or something.
Okay, just tell us what PSHE stands for.
I'm sure, Edie, help me. Personal Educational... PSHE. Personal Sexual Education Hotline.
That's still not PSHE.
Thank you for getting in touch with us, because we care about
it. And if you want to get in touch with us, then make sure you email stayingrelevant@insanityhq.com. We are going to leave it there.
Basically, we got to have to put a condom on a banana. See you later. Staying Relevant was an Insanity Studios production.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.